Welcome to our online weekly message from our Sunday Rejoice Worship Service. It's our hope that through these messages, you'll receive insight into your relationship with Christ and create a stronger relationship with Him.
Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. He fasted 40 days and 40 nights, and afterwards he was famished. The tempter came and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command these stones to become loaves of bread." But he answered, "It is written, one does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God." Then the devil took him to the holy city and placed him on the pinnacle of the temple, saying to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and on their hands they will bear you up, so that you will not dash your foot against a stone." Jesus said to him, "Again, it is written, do not put the Lord your God to the test." Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor and said to him, "All these I will give you if you will fall down and worship me." Jesus said to him, "Away with you, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve only him." Then the devil left him, and suddenly angels came and waited on him. I am glad that I am married, because dating was hard. For those of you who are single and open to finding someone with whom to share your life, I'm praying for you. Trying to find the right person, getting through the awkward first date, I mean, it is a wilderness out there. Where do you meet people? I wouldn't even know where to begin. I think most of us don't want to hang out at bars. And at this point, maybe a third, maybe close to half of all the couples I perform weddings for met online. Now, I've got a friend who tried that. She can't seem to meet the right person, one who shares the same values, one who's kind, one who keeps promises. But if you think it's bad and you think you've had it bad, check this out. Maybe the worst first date ever. It was on December 15th, a few years ago, a man and a woman met by way of a dating app and they had their first date. So she picked up Christopher Castillo at his parents' house in Chepachet, Rhode Island. She drove 30 minutes to the east with him towards North Attleboro, Massachusetts. He drank some wine while he was sitting in the passenger seat. Mind you, this is the first time they ever met. So he asked her to pull over at a bank they were approaching, the Bristol County Savings Bank. He said, "You just stay here a minute. I'm going to go inside for a minute, be right back." And then he came back running with a hat and sunglasses and a gun and $1,000. He jumped in the car and he yelled, "Go!" So she did. Didn't take very long. She looked in the rearview mirror and there were flashing red lights behind her, so she did pull over, and the police took Castillo into custody. They found the hat and the glasses and the gun and the $1,000 in his wallet. He eventually got 5 years in prison. But she wasn't charged because the police figured she had been punished enough with the worst first date ever. The poor woman was an accomplice in a bank robbery on a first date. So if you think you've had it bad, just think of her. Dating can be a wilderness. But that's not the only wilderness out there. There are times in our lives when we feel like we're out there alone in the wilderness. We all have those times. Times when we feel alone, times when we feel like the bottom has fallen out, times when life has taken a significant turn, sometimes suddenly. Imagine you're driving at night after a late meeting. Maybe you're kind of on automatic pilot, drifting along, thinking about life or sports or just getting home after a productive day. You pull up to a red light, and out from behind you, suddenly a car passes you on the left, flies into the intersection, suddenly it gets T-boned. And the back window flexes and pops out and breaks. And as you watch in slow motion, the car that hit it careens toward you. And you're thinking, should I hit the gas and maybe hit the car that passed me? Or should I stay here and maybe get hit by the other car? And while you're thinking about it, you feel the impact. And you hear the metal groan and glass break. And you smell fresh air coming in and maybe fresh blood. Because blam, just like that, that's how it happens. Out of the blue, and suddenly you're in the wilderness. You lose a job. The doctor diagnoses a lump. Your mother dies. Your marriage disintegrates in front of you. You lose your way. There's no big picture. There's just chaos. Blam. In the blink of an eye, you're in the wilderness, feeling lost and alone and abandoned. The wilderness is a place of loneliness, feeling far from anything of meaning and purpose. There's the wilderness of looking for a job and the wilderness of being stuck in a job you can't leave. There's the wilderness of feeling alone, even in a crowd, even in your own family. It's at times like that that we face testing, when we're tired and weak and worn out and feel a little bit hopeless, times when we're adrift and cut off, times when we wonder and question. Those are the times when we're at our weakest, most vulnerable to do things we wouldn't normally do. When are you at your weakest? When you're tight on money and there's too much month left at the end of the paycheck and you're stressed out, and oh yeah, it's time to file your taxes. And you're tempted to just fudge the numbers a little bit. Or you're lonely and your spouse doesn't seem to even know you're alive. It's like that old song, Take the Long Way Home. And then your wife seems to think that you're part of the furniture. And you find yourself tempted to enjoy that hug from someone of the opposite gender just a little bit too long. Or when you're at work or at school, and you're tempted to make yourself look a little better than you really are, tempted to steal somebody else's thunder, tempted to borrow their work and take credit for it yourself. Someone said it happens most often when you're hungry, angry, lonely, or tired. So then, every day, right? For some of us, we wander into the wilderness daily, sometimes not because we want to, sometimes we just find ourselves there, and sometimes we find ourselves wandering in and out again and again. Sometimes our wilderness is one that we create ourselves. It often happens when we're alienated, when we're a little bit too proud, when we're not willing to forgive, or when we isolate ourselves, being afraid to be too vulnerable or to let anyone in or to let ourselves be seen as weak or fallible or human. Yeah, it's not great. Today's gospel is about the temptations that Jesus endured when he was out in the wilderness. He had been baptized by John. God had said his peace about Jesus being his beloved son, and now he's out there alone trying to wrap his head around what it means for him to be the Messiah, maybe knowing where all this is going to lead. He's hungry. He's out in the elements. He's probably exhausted. He's trying to figure out what's coming, and the devil tempts him. Yeah, he was really tempted. Now, you might think that these are weird temptations, right? Turn stones into bread, throw himself off a pinnacle, have dominion over the kingdoms of the world. But they're actually the very temptations that all of us face. Let's take a look. The first one, turn stones into bread. He's being tempted to satisfy his material needs, to do it himself and to do it now. Let me put it into context. Remember when the Hebrew people came out of Egypt and they wandered in the desert for 40 years before coming into the promised land? What did God give them to eat? Manna, right. Okay, just enough for each day. If you took too much and tried to save it up, it would go bad overnight. God was teaching his people to depend on him one day at a time. And the point is this, the only real choice is to depend on God for our daily needs. Stop trying to force everything into our timetable. Stop acting like we know better than God. Take a deep breath and trust him because he is trustworthy. And we can depend on him day by day. The second temptation, throw yourself down. Test God. Wait, when you read this, you realize Satan actually knows scripture and he knows it well enough to quote it back to Jesus. He's tricky. Satan wants us to test God. You know, God, if I promise to come to church every week, if I promise to tithe, to give at least 10% of my income, will you make a deal with me and help my business do well and maybe get me a portion, a trophy spouse? God, if you really loved me, you would, right? There's only one place in all of Scripture that God says, test me. It's in Malachi chapter 3, where he says, bring a full tithe. Trust God with our money, and there will be enough left. And in fact, later on in Luke, Jesus says the measure that we use when we give is the same measure that God will use when he gives to us. And he says it'll be overflowing. How do we test God? By trying to manipulate him. By telling him, give me a sign, let me know. Or even when we forget that our worship is about a relationship with him, instead of just thinking that if we say the right words, or go through the right motions, God will show up. You see, it's about remembering who we are and who we're not. And the third temptation for Jesus It's when Satan says, I will give you all these kingdoms if you'll bow down and just worship me. You see, it's all about our way versus God's way. The temptation is to worship stuff instead of God, or to trust yourself instead of trusting God. Jesus was tempted just like you and me. It's about trust, really, all three temptations. And it's the same for you and me. It's all about whether or not we really can trust God. And it turns out we can. And it's about whether or not we do trust God. So here's the thing. We're all going to be in our wilderness from time to time. Sometimes it seems like all the time. But when we are in the wilderness, God is right there with us. It doesn't mean we won't go through the wilderness, but it means we'll never be alone there. He won't leave us alone. He won't abandon us. We can trust him. He really does love us and want the very best for us. Okay, one more note. How does Jesus respond to temptation? With God's holy word, with scripture. You see, it turns out the best defense against temptation is God's almighty word. No kidding. And that's why we highlight a memory verse each week. That's why we have our confirmation kids memorize things. If you read God's word regularly, if you commit some of it to memory, it's going to be much easier to withstand the temptations that the devil throws at us. Might be a good idea. Meanwhile, trust in God. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, and he's with you all the time to help you through your wilderness. Amen.
Thank you for spending time with us today. It is our prayer that you'll spend some time in prayer with God, listening to him, and seeking your place to be a witness for him in our world. We always welcome your questions or comments. You can email me at pvlc@pvlc.org or call me at 512-255-3322. Thanks again for spending time with us today. God bless you.